Former red states, Nevada, New Mexico, Colorado also went to Obama last night, another sign of the changing demographics in those states. But in rural parts of the Mountain West, Republicans still dominate. Producer Adam Burke spent Election Day in Paiania, Colorado, population 1,500.
Yesterday morning, like every morning, a group of folks were sitting in the cramped office of Reedy's service station. The political stripes at Reedy's lean to the conservative side, and there's a strong feeling among some that Paiania and surrounding Delta County are changing for the worse. 63-year-old Bill Smith grew up here.
20 years ago, there would have been no doubt. Just about everybody in town would have voted Republican, I think.
And Cliff Davis, a 66-year-old retired state patrol officer, had the impression this year's election would show a politically divided community.
I think this whole town's split anymore. It didn't used to be. You knew everybody, and people worked together. Not anymore.
Rural Colorado has seen an influx of newcomers over the last 30 years. Coal miners and ranchers have had to make room for retirees and telecommuters. This year, it appeared those demographic changes might translate into a tighter political race. But while local Democrats were energized, not all of them were optimistic that they could get the votes.
I think the demographic change in Delta County is a veneer.
Ed Marston came to Delta County 34 years ago from New York City, and this year he ran as a Democrat for county commissioner. Marston started getting a bad feeling about his chances after knocking on over 1,000 doors around the county, trying to win votes.
I mean, I thought if I could just knock on the door and talk to people, we could figure out where our common ground lay. But the first question often is, what's your party? And if I give the wrong answer, the door gets shut.
It turns out Marston's instincts were right. Here's Don Supas, Republican Party chair of Delta County, last night at around 8:30 p.m.
Delta County went just like we'd hoped. Couldn't have gone better. Average 60-65% for all our candidates, so I feel good.
Democrats won the big statewide elections thanks to heavy voter turnout in cities east of the Rocky Mountains, but in rural Delta County, Republicans swept every major race.
Let there be no reason now.
Later at the Democratic Party's gathering, Ed Marston had to be comforted with a McCain concession speech and an Obama victory.
It's wonderful that he won, and I think he's going to be a great president. He's a great man.
In his own race, Marston had lost by a margin of 30 points.
If I had any sense, I never would have run.
So while national trends showed big gains for the Democrats, there was something for both major parties last night in Delta County, where the Republican Party is alive and well. For NPR News, I'm Adam Burke in Paiania, Colorado.